This is the Friday Five. The Friday Five is brought to you by the Dogs of War podcast. Everything you need to know for this upcoming Browns game in 5 minutes or less by Kevin and Raleigh.
Welcome back to the Friday Five presented by the Dogs of War podcast. The Friday Five, but on Sunday this week, where we bring you everything you need to know about our upcoming game in 5 minutes or less. This Friday Five is brought to you by Zabel Apparel Company. Need some Browns or Cleveland gear for the winter? Of course you do. Go check them out. They're Cleveland-based and veteran-owned. That's SZABOApparel.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we've made it. After 18 years of waiting, we are finally at the after party. The Browns took off to Pittsburgh Saturday evening for their 8 p.m. primetime matchup on Sunday night against the Steelers. And boy, are we in for a treat, my friends. Let's start off with the bad news, the injuries. Jack Conklin is listed as questionable with an illness, so far not COVID-related, and actually flew separately from the team Saturday night. A few other players that weren't named also traveled apart from the team due to virus precautions. Garrett, Mitchell, Peoples-Jones, Richardson, Stewart, and Teller were all listed as questionable in the final injury report this week, but we can expect most, if not all of them, to play Sunday night. For the Steelers, their final injury report of the week showed Juju Smith-Schuster, Cleveland's favorite, didn't practice Thursday due to a knee issue, and Isaiah Bugs didn't practice either. We'll learn more about their statuses prior to kickoff this evening. For the Browns, Harrison Bryant, Ronnie Harrison, and Malcolm Smith were all activated off the COVID list. Turns out Ronnie Harrison had a false positive. Kevin Johnson and Denzel Ward are unfortunately still off for tonight. Let's head on over to Coach Stefanski's last update of the week from his home office, which is as clean as his jawline.
Injury front-wise, Donovan Peoples-Jones will be back out there today, having cleared the protocols. We will not have Jack Conklin out there due to illness, and Terrence Mitchell, not injury-related. On the COVID front, getting Sendejo and B.J. Goodson back as well as Elijah Benton on the practice squad. And then, you know, coaches-wise, Chad O'Shea will be back out there today. And then for the game, similar to last week, Ryan Cordell will handle the offensive line. Callie Brownson will handle the tight ends, and Brandon Lynch will handle the defensive backs. And as you know, Coach Prefer will handle the head coaching duties. You know, worked hard with the league office and Andrew Berry and Joe Sheehan, making sure we could get out there safely today. And after some discussion, it was agreed upon to get out there and get some work in. But again, safety being the number one priority. So that's what's going on right now over at the facility. They'll have a walkthrough into practice and then get some good work in ahead of this game on Sunday. And with that, I will take any questions.
From the Dogs of War Weather Room, the forecast for Sunday night in Pittsburgh is a high of 38, low of 27, with a 10% chance of rain and no wind. That's what we call NFC North playoff weather. From the Dogs of War Sportsbook, the Steelers are 6-point favorites as of Saturday evening, and the over-under is currently set at 47.5 points. Now, let's get into the voicemails left on the Muni Lot payphone by you, the listeners. I'm at a
payphone. I think that the Browns will come out victorious over the, I'm not going to say their name, because Juju is a little, I'm not going to say that name either. Let's just say, Browns confirmed.
Go Browns. Seahawks fan here, but currently scared for the Browns and the Seahawks. Go Browns.
Browns by 60.
Dogs of War, happy playoff day. I wanted to leave a voicemail in memory of my grandmother. Sundays were always big to me. She was a native Cleveland West Sider, and until her death at 91, we would call every Sunday and talk about the Browns, regardless of the outcome. And boy, I wish you were here to see this. This is more than football. The Browns are family. Go Browns. Beat Pittsburgh.
I mean, if that last voicemail doesn't get you fired up, I don't know what will. See you all on the other side. Go Browns, and good night, Cleveland.